Thank you. Whoops. Let's pray together. Father God, please take my words and speak through them. Take our ears and help us to listen. And take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Now, during my talk, there's going to be some questions, and Ian is going to be running around with the microphone so that we can all hear your, oh, which Dave has got, so that we can hear your answers. And of course, as usual, there are prizes. Now, I've got a big box of sweets, and I don't really want to go home with them full up still. Okay, so I hope you're going to put up your hands and answer my questions. So we come now to the last in our summer series on beginnings. We've looked at beginning with the Father, beginning with the Son, the Holy Spirit, beginning with the Gospel, beginning with the Scriptures, and now beginning with mission, the mission of the church. In our reading from Luke chapter 24, which will be helpful if you have your Bibles open, it's on page 1062, we see Jesus in verse 45 opening the minds of his disciples to the scriptures concerning himself, just as he did on the road to Emmaus, which Anita spoke about last week when we thought about beginning with the scriptures. Now, Jesus had appeared to his disciples as they were talking together after the men Jesus had met on the road to Emmaus had returned to Jerusalem. They found the disciples. Remember, there was only 11 of them because Judas, who betrayed Jesus, was now dead. And they told the disciples that they had met with the risen Lord Jesus and had recognized him when he broke the bread as they were eating together. And suddenly, while the disciples were talking to these two men, we read in verse 36 that Jesus came and stood among them. Now, here's my first question. What was the first thing that Jesus said? Kim.
Peace be with you.
Well done. That's exactly right.
Take a handful.
And then, because they were so scared and they thought he was a ghost, he showed them the wounds on his hands and his feet to prove that it actually was him. And then they asked for something to eat, which he ate, and explained to them that everything that was written about him in the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms, a way to describe the Old Testament, must be fulfilled. And so we come again to verse 45, the beginning of today's reading, where Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures, telling them that it was written that he, Jesus, would suffer and die and then rise again on the third day. And this is the word for today, the verse for today. In verse 42, repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem was the center of the Jewish faith at the time of Jesus. Jewish men and boys were supposed to make a pilgrimage to the Jewish temple. You can see that in the picture. For the three major Jewish feasts. Now, who can tell me what they were? Yes, Ollie. Just one or two.
Passover.
Yeah, well done. Then there's another one. Richard behind you.
Yom Kippur. Day of Atonement.
That's not what I've got down here. Oh. But you can have a sweet.
No, it's all right.
Half a sweet.
Pardon? Half a sweet. Richard?
Pentecost?
Yep, well done. And the other one's a bit more difficult. It's the Feast of...
Booths.
Oh, sorry.
booths.
Booths.
Booths. Is that the Feast of Tabernacles? Yeah. Yes. You can have done then. Well done. And it was from this centre, this is what's so wonderful, it was from this centre of the Jewish faith that the wonderful message of the Christian faith in the Lord Jesus, this gospel message of repentance and forgiveness in his name, was to spread throughout the world, to all nations as Jesus described it. But before that, this was to start happening, something else had to happen. Jesus reminds his disciples that they are witnesses of these things, of the death and resurrection of Jesus. He then told them, this is where the next question comes, he was going to send them something. What was Jesus going to send them? There we go, up the back there.
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Well, he took a sweep before I even said it was right.
It was simultaneous.
So confident is he. Yes, verse 49 speaks of the Holy Spirit, the power from on high, which enabled the early Christians to go out from the centre, from Jerusalem, and preach repentance and forgiveness. Now, when did the Holy Spirit come upon the disciples, and where can we read about it?
On the day of Pentecost, and you can read it in Acts chapter 2.
Well done, Anne. You can have two sweets for that. And so, filled with the Holy Spirit, the disciples began to spread the message of repentance and forgiveness through Jesus. The first one to do this was Peter when he preached a sermon. You can read about that in Acts 2 as well. And over 3,000 people gave their lives to Jesus. How amazing was that? The gospel message had begun to be made known and is still being made known to this day throughout the world. Now let's think about world mission for a moment. At Holy Trinity, we support mission partners who, being filled with the Holy Spirit, have responded to verse 47 in our reading, repentance and forgiveness in the name of Jesus will be preached to all nations. And they have gone to do just that. So what do we know about our mission partners? I'm going to put some pictures up. And I want to see who can tell me who these people are and where they are serving God. And let's try not to have the mission committee, who should know this really well. Let's see, first of all, if other people in the congregation can answer that question. Has Jill got her hand up at the back?
The Harkers.
Yes, I want their names.
Andy, Susie.
Yeah, and what are their children's names?
Little, big and middle.
Hannah. Who, Lauren. Well done, how about that? And she can have three sweets for that. That's really, really good. Well done, Lauren. Excellent. The next question is, where are they serving God? Where are they now? Yes, we've got an answer at the back. Yes, in Kenya.
Wait for the microphone.
And at the moment, they're trying to learn a new language. What language is that? Janice has got her hand up.
Swahili.
Swahili, well done. So we know that they are Andy and Susie Harker with Beth and Jacob and Hannah, and they're serving God in Nairobi in Kenya. And at the moment, they're learning Swahili. And Andy is going to be a teacher and help people to preach and to spread the gospel message. Who is next? Who knows these people? Yes, Charlotte.
Nick and Helen.
Yes.
What's their surname?
The children's names. Can we have hands up, please?
Yeah, hands up. They're not shouting out.
Samuel and Isabel.
Well done. Two sweets for Sarah. Is it Sarah? Yes. So Nick, Helen, Isabel and Samuel, where does Nick work? Yes. In Kidbrook, and it's actually he's spreading out from Kidbrook to other places as well. Well done, she's got it right. She can have a sweet. Nick works for the Church Army, and he does an amazing job in the things that he does. I'm going to mention that a bit later on. Who are these people? Oh, Malcolm's at the back.
Carson Penny Marseilles.
That's right, well done. Malcolm, do you know their children's names? Yes, he does.
Rebecca, Lizzie and Johnny.
Well done. Three sweets for Jess at the back there. I'm really impressed. Who knows where they are serving God? Cassie?
Peru.
Well done. Juan Carlos is based in the cathedral, and it's called, Dave, the Church of the Good Shepherd, because Dave has been there quite recently. And lastly, this isn't people, this is a place. Who knows what, I know it says Amity Printing Company, that is not the answer. Whereabouts is the Amity Printing Company? Yes? Sorry?
China.
It is in China, yes.
Oh.
It's got Chinese writing on there, Pam.
Well.
So whereabouts in China? Yeah, Pam knows the answer, but she is the mission secretary. Pam's going to tell us. Yeah. Pam is going to tell us where this is. Pam? Stunt? She is, but I've allowed her to answer. All right, then. Somebody else, then. I've forgotten what the question is now. Where is it? That's right.
Nanjing.
Well done, Sheila. And what do they do there? What do they do? Yes, Elaine at the back. Ian. Elaine at the back has got the answer to what they do in Amity Printing Company.
Print the Bible.
Well done, Elaine. Excellent. They print Bibles. Now, all of these people, I must say I'm really impressed, and I hope John is, that our congregation do know who our mission partners are. That's excellent, and that really pleases us. Now, all of these people have different gifts. Just think of Nick. Just think about Nick for a moment, who uses his gifts of wisdom as he endeavours to draw close to the young people who have drug and alcohol addiction, and they're in gangs. People that we saw going around causing all those problems a couple of weeks ago in the riots. Those sort of people, the people that we are most scared of, are the people that Nick truly loves and comes alongside to bring them the message of repentance and forgiveness in our Lord Jesus. I think he is an amazing, wonderful person. Now, Andy, out in Nairobi, he has a gift for teaching. Juan Carlos, a gift for preaching and coming alongside people. And the people who work for Amity Printing Company have the ability to print millions of Bibles that go all over the world, as well as to Chinese people. And those Chinese people long to have a Bible. They long to have a Bible. And yet we take our Bibles for granted, don't we? You see, our mission partners are part of a long, long list, including our very own John and Anne Ball, who have responded to God's call to preach the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus in other countries. Now, reflecting on the amazing work done all over the world by people sent from their homes, the places they grew up, speak of our responsibilities in furthering God's mission here at Holy Trinity. Now, it's sometimes quite daunting when we speak of this, and I wonder if any of you have heard of or remember the film or television series Mission Impossible. Mission. Do any of you remember that? Yeah, can we see show of hands, please? A few people do, and some of the younger people, they're not all oldies that remember it. But Mission Impossible is a movie starring Tom Cruise based on a television show that was very popular back in the 1960s. Mission Impossible is a spy story with a lot of mystery and excitement. On the old television show, it always began in the same way, with secret agent Jim Phelps would receive a tape-recorded message which said, "Jim, your message, if you choose to accept it, is..." And then it would give him an assignment which would seem impossible to accomplish. And I'm pretty sure that after that, it would say, "And this tape will self-destruct in 2 seconds. And then it would go, pfft. But of course, he always accepted this assignment, and he would then choose a group of agents, each one with a special talent, who would help him to accomplish his mission. As you might guess, the super secret agents of the Impossible Mission Force were always able to complete their mission. Now think of the early church in Jerusalem, how the people must have had thoughts that their mission must have seemed impossible, particularly when Jerusalem was under the rule of Rome and a large part of the Jewish hierarchy were against them. There was even dissension within the ranks. But from small beginnings, the Christian faith has grown into all parts of the world. Isn't that just wonderful? And whilst we can reflect on our world mission partners, you and I have been given a mission by Jesus. Our mission is to tell the whole world about Jesus' love and forgiveness. Now, for some, this would appear to be an impossible mission, but it isn't. You see, we don't have to do it on our own. The church, like the Impossible Mission Force, is made up of many people, and each one of us, has been given special talents or gifts to help accomplish this mission. And if we choose to accept our mission, then Mission Impossible becomes Mission Possible. And how about you? Are you willing to accept your mission? You see, we all have gifts that are given to us by God. Perhaps you are good at listening, or you have a real heart for those who don't know Jesus. Maybe you are gifted at teaching and feel called to work with our young people in Planet Life. Maybe you are good at just chatting to people and you like to welcome those who come into church or hand them our weekly news sheet, as many of you do already. Maybe you like to go out from church and to spread the message to the people in the parish that we would love to pray with them and for them and help to deliver the prayer cards once a month. Some are gifted at technology, so they're able to operate the projector or the sound desk. When you think of all that goes on here, we need as many people as possible to be involved in the life of our church as we seek to win others for Christ and encourage and teach those who are already church members. Now, if you think there is something you can do, please speak to Dave or Ian or myself and we will be delighted. Or maybe you feel God is calling you to serve him in this country or a different country in the preaching of repentance and forgiveness of sins. Again, speak to Dave or to John and they will be able to put you in touch with someone who can help you. We have recently had the joy of the ordination of Mandy Houston as deacon and Chris Chambers as priest, and also Joe Jones as priest. And all three of those have been members of our congregation who responded to God's call. Or maybe you long to be able to speak to your friends and family about the Lord Jesus and would like some prayer support. Again, don't be afraid to ask. There are so many different ways to help to preach the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins through Jesus. So again, I ask you, are you willing to accept your mission? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we have thought today about mission, something that is very important to us at Holy Trinity as we support our mission partners in different areas of the world. Lord Jesus, may we be even more inspired to spread the good news of repentance and forgiveness as a church and as individuals through the many gifts that you have given us. Amen.